Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us. And Saint Colette. And we will begin with her story with some words that she gave us. And I love to reflect on the saints and what they have put forth. Thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. Saint Colette said, "If there be a true way that leads to the everlasting kingdom, it is most certainly that of suffering patiently endured." And we must faithfully keep what we have promised. If through human weakness we fail, we must always without delay arise again by means of holy penance and give our attention to leading a good life and to dying a holy death. May the Father of all mercy, the Son, by his holy passion, and the Holy Spirit, source of peace, sweetness of love, fill us with their consolation. Amen. And that was a prayer of Saint Colette of Corbie. O blessed Jesus, I dedicate myself to you in health, in illness, in my life, in my death, in all my desires, in all my deeds, so that I may never work henceforth except for your glory and for the salvation of souls and for that which you have chosen me. From this moment on, dear Lord, there is nothing which I am not prepared to undertake for love of you. And she said, "My eyes, I have filled with Jesus upon whom I have fixed them at the elevation of the host at Holy Mass, and I do not wish to replace him with any other image." Well, Saint Colette she was born 13 January 1381 and she died on 6 March 1447 and she is the foundress of the Colettine for Clare, a reformed branch of the Order of Saint Clare, better known as the Poor Clares. And Saint Colette was born in Corbie, France, and her father was a poor carpenter at the Benedictine Abbey of Corbie. And so her parents who were without children, and after having prayed to St. Nicholas for help and having a child, their prayers were answered. And so her mother, Marguerite, gave birth to a daughter, Nicole, while she was at the age of 60. And out of gratitude, they named the baby after the saint to whom they credited the miracle of her birth. And so her family and friends called Nicole Colette, a derivative of St. Nicholas. So her parents had grown old without having children, and before praying to St. Nicholas to help have a child, their prayers were answered when, at the age of 60, Marguerite gave birth to a daughter. And the little girl took great pleasure in prayer, in compassion for the poor, and in rigorous mortification, making of her soul and her tender body a sacrifice to God. And up to her 14th year, Saint Colleen remained unusually small in stature. And she was there was a great grief from her father. Saint Colette begged God to console her father in this matter, and that she began to grow very rapidly to normal height. Wow. That just shows you right there that God does answer prayer. Out of gratitude, they named the baby after the saint to whom they credited the miracle of her birth. And now she was given a miraculous growth. And so she is honored as a saint in the Catholic Church due to a number of miraculous events claimed during her life. She is venerated as a patron saint of women seeking to conceive, expectant mothers, and sick children. In September 1402, Colette received the habit of the Third Order of St. Francis, and she endured untold hardships in fulfilling the task assigned to her. But heaven supported her, even in visible ways, numerous miracles, including the raising to life of several dead persons. Wow, that's occurred in answer to her prayers and in confirmation of her work. Her reform prescribed extreme poverty, going barefoot, and the observance of perpetual fasting and abstinence. In addition to the strict rules of the Poor Clares, the Colettines follow their special constitutions. St. Colette also developed a reform among the Franciscan friars known as the Colettans. After her parents died in 1399, Colette joined the Beguines order, but found their manner of life unchallenging. And she received the habit of the Third Order of St. Francis in 1402 and became a hermit under the direction of the Abbot of Corbie. And she remained a hermit for 4 years, and after several dreams and visions, she came to believe that she was being called to reform the Franciscan Second Order and to return it to its original Franciscan ideals of absolute poverty and austerity. And Pope Benedict XIII of Avignon received her in France and allowed her to transfer to the Order of the Poor Clares. And he empowered her to found new monasteries and to complete the reform of the order. Saint Colette was known for her miracles. A local peasant woman gave birth to a stillborn child. In desperation, out of fear for the child's soul, the father took the baby to the local parish priest for baptism. saying that the child was already dead, the priest refused to baptize the body. The father became insistent, and the priest told him to go to the nuns. And when he arrived at the monastery, Mother Colette was made aware of this situation, and she was given the veil she wore by the Pope and took it off, and she wrapped the child's body into it and told the father to return the child to the priest. And by the time that he arrived at the parish church with his dead baby, the child was conscious and crying, and the priest immediately baptized the baby. Saint Colette was born in 1381 and lost her parents at the age of 17, and she was a spiritual child and was named after Saint Nicholas. And her parents were childless, and after having prayed to Saint Nicholas, her mother gave birth to her at the age of 60. She entered the religious life and became a hermit. And after many dreams and visions, she felt God had called her to reform the Poor Clares. And she was received into the Poor Clares and was not only to reform them, but was given the task of founding new monasteries. And so, I mean, what a story about the baby who was dead, but restored back to life. Wow, that is amazing. And the humble virgin recoiled at the thought, which she tried to persuade herself was an illusion of the proud spirit of darkness. But the inspiration returned again and again, and when Saint Colette continued to resist it, she was struck dumb and later on blind, until she finally resigned herself to the will of God. And like Saul before Damascus, after 4 years of prayer and penance in this cell, she left it. And with the approval and encouragement of the Pope, she joined the Poor Clares and reintroduced the primitive rule of St. Clare in the 17 monasteries she established. And her sisters were known for their poverty. They rejected any fixed income and for their perpetual fast. Colette's reform movement spread to other countries and is still thriving today. Colette was canonized in 1807, and her liturgical feast is celebrated on March 6. And Saint Colette died at Ghent in March 1477, and she was beatified in 1740 by Pope Clement XII, and was canonized in 1807 by Pope Pius XII. And the Colettine nuns are currently found in Belgium, Germany, Ireland, Japan, Norway, the Philippines, Spain, and throughout the United States and the United Kingdom. And St. Colette was beatified 23 January 1740 and canonized on 24 May 1807. And she was not only a woman of sincere piety, but also intelligent and energetic, and exercised a remarkable moral power over all her associates. And she was very austere and mortified in her life, for which God rewarded her by supernatural favors and the gift of miracles. For the convents reformed by her, she prescribed extreme poverty, to go barefoot, and the observance of the perpetual fast and abstinence. And the Colettine sisters are found today throughout France, outside of France, in Belgium, Germany, Spain, England, and the United States. And this is the story of Saint Colette. And we thank you, Lord, for the life of this precious saint, who loved you more and put you first. And through her influence and work, she has done much to spread the gospel, the Catholic faith. And today, she beckons us to pray for our priests. We pray for Pope Francis, and we pray for all the clergy around the world today. We pray for the priests throughout the world, in hot and troubled spots and everywhere, everywhere where there's the Catholic Church. We pray for our priests. And that's what the saints in heaven are beckoning us, and Saint Colette, because there are many out there today, just as they, need to hear the gospel and hear the words of our Lord. So we pray for our priests who bring us the Eucharist and the sacraments.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal, and keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinners and to all they meet. Mary, bless them, and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. And we pray for our bishops, Lord, throughout the world. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as they continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. We thank you, Lord, for all of our pastors and teachers. the diocese level. We pray for our deacons, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. Make them fertile ground, Lord, for your inspiration and love. And comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And we pray for our seminarians, Lord. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours, Lord. Give them strength and courage, Lord. Comfort them and give them peace, Lord. Fill your church, Lord, with the spirit of courage and love. We pray for all those who serve your altar, Lord. We pray for the altar servers. Open their mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name and cleanse their hearts from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten their understanding and inflame their will that they may serve worthily at your holy altar. We pray for all those who serve the altar. And we pray for all children, Lord. We pray for all those who are pray for our families. We pray for all of our children, Lord. So much coming up against them. In our politics today,
it is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play, young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. And St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O St. Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. Along with St. Colette and St. Nicholas, her namesake, and St. Sebastian and St. Maria Goretti and St. Daphna and St. Philomena and St. Gianna and St. Christopher and St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, and St. Gabriel the Archangel, St. Monica, and St. Anthony. All you holy men and women and angels, all in heaven, pray for us. Lord, you are our children, and our grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge and my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. And I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. We pray for the end of abortion. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you do I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. And we pray for those, Lord, who have recently passed. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially of those in most need of thy mercy. Our Lady of Medjugorje, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and the life and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. eternal rest granted to them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. And may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome you, welcome them, now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. And we pray, Lord, for those who have left your faith, the prodigals. We pray for the prodigals. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up the prodigals to you, and thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America, and we pray for our soldiers and veterans, and we ask you, Lord, to give them courage, hope, and strength. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord, those who are resident in prison, and their families, and may they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in the hospital, Lord. We pray for our nurses and doctors and all those who are sick and ill and in the hospital, that the hospital setting would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for our nurses and our doctors. We pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses and said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, for loving us and helping us through this life and for raising us up.
And I am still See the reward that you claim. heard the words of secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift, the baffled king composing
most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious and unutterable name of God, be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, by all the creatures of God, and by the sacred heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, the most holy sacrament of the altar. And tomorrow, we will have St. Josephine Bakahika into the gap tomorrow. And that will be tomorrow, as we will close today. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And God be with you all today. And God bless.